pays off. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people.
Travis Creighton was 19 years old. Kylie Minch Schotten was 26, and Parker was her three-year-old daughter. Michael Bokanovich, 73. Lisa McMasters, 59. Michael Verona, 74. There still might be another one. We have on the phone live exclusive interview here with Dave Patterson. He is the fire chief of Triadelphia. Also, we have here in studio Cody Barrick, who is the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group, the River Talk Radio Network, the River Network, I should say, with all these great radio station signals, and also Richard Bazzi, who is the owner of Schultz Ford, who is fairly new to the Valley, but has certainly become a very important part of it very, very quickly. And if you just joined us, Richard Bazzi is just going to be bringing in literally a ton of water from Costco in Pittsburgh to be distributing it starting 11 o'clock today. We'll give you all the details, but we have Dave Patterson on the phone here. And Dave, he is the fire chief of Triadelphia. So with these two guys here, Dave, is there anything that you need that maybe we could do to help you and the Triadelphia Fire Department and the victims?
As far as truck-wise, if we could get some type of small pickup utility truck. I don't have any small trucks left. My rescue truck and my brush truck, which are utility trucks that we use for manpower and for EMS calls, first respond with, have been destroyed.
Well, hey, this is Richard.
Or something from them on that part. Don't have to be nothing fancy.
Yeah, Richard Bazzi wants to respond to that. Hold on there, Dave. I think I want to have some good news for you.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for identifying that opportunity for us. We'll provide that, and maybe you can give us give me some contact information, and you can pick that up today. We'll make sure there's something there for you.
Well, let's do it right now. And Dave, how do people? How does Bazzi get in touch with you? What's your number?
304. 312.
8436.
That's correct.
All right. Let me read that. Stop. Let me give it to you. Let me make sure I got it right. 304-312-8436. Dave Patterson, is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Now, Richard Bazzi.
Can I give him my number too?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't care if it's on you.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 724-494-3673.
Once again, that number is
724-494-3673.
Dave, do you have that number?
72449 is all I have.
Okay, 724-494-3673.
Okay.
All right, you read that back to me. Read that back to me.
724-494-3673.
Exactly. Bazzi can make it happen for you. And is there anything else that you need? Anything at all? Oh, Cody Barrick. Yeah, go ahead.
So Mr. Patterson talked about QR codes that folks could scan to help in the fundraising effort. Can we get those QR codes on cards at these remotes that we're doing so that people can scan them?
Dave?
I hear you. I heard what he said. Yeah, we could probably, I don't know if we copy them, but can they still scan them if we got made them enlarged somehow?
Yeah.
I don't have anything to copy. All my office equipment's gone.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, does Bazzi have any extra office equipment?
Tell me what you need. When you call me, just tell me what you need. And if it's not extra, we'll find it. I mean, just tell me what you need. When you call me, Dave. I do have a question, though, because I'm wondering, I want to make sure that what our intent is actually solves a problem. And the intent, by having serving as a distribution center at the dealership today, distributing water and distributing bleach, you said something, however, that made me wonder if that's the right venue, the right way to do it, because when you said you couldn't get to your house because a bridge was gone, I wondered maybe people won't be able to get to our dealership. And if that's the case, are we doing and going about this the right way, asking people to come and pick it up? Is this the right way to distribute?
Dave?
Yes.
He's asking you. What do you think?
I can't hear him. Mm. I got a generator running behind me. I can't hear real well.
All right. He wants to know, is this the best way to distribute the ton of water that he is bringing from Costco if people can't get there because a bridge is out? Or can the people who need the water get to Schultz Ford today?
In my area?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, they can.
We can get people up there if they need stuff. If you want to bring it here to our firehouse, that'd be fine.
All right. You'll work it out off air then after 9 o'clock. All right. Dave, is there anything else that you need?
One thing that people have been asking for is gloves, not so much like latex gloves, but like the dish gloves and boots.
And
muck boots, some type of rubber boots.
Rubber boots and gloves for washing dishes, right?
Like the dishwashing gloves, yeah.
Yeah.
The long gloves that go up your arm.
Okay. All right. So talk with Bazzi about that as well. I can't imagine that would be a problem. Of course, it's very easy for me to spend his money. But see what you can work out, all right?
Yeah. A couple other things, too.
Yeah.
We had a company donate porta-johns to set within the town. For the workers working along the roadway here, for the National Guard and for all the utility workers, there are porta-johns at our firehouse, Zambito Carpet. There are two up there at the Fluid Management Agency. And I believe there's two, he said the other two at Liberty Distributors.
That is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that was something I never thought of. And my buddy Gary, he says, Dave, what about the people working along the road? And I don't mean to say it's a derogatory way, but what about the females?
Yeah,
guys don't care.
Yeah, no, absolutely understood. Dave, where are we now with the rescue and recovery? Give us the latest on this, if you would, please.
So as far as I know about all the rescue and recovery, like I say, they were going to do some sweeps out through here today. We still have one missing from Philadelphia. I have not heard any otherwise. All the rest that was on the list that I know of have been confirmed. They've been found and confirmed, but you read the list there a little bit ago.
Right.
They said that there is a massive debris pile at Tunnel Green they're going to rip apart today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dave Patterson, I don't know what I don't know. Is there anything else that I should have asked you regarding this terrible tragedy and now the rescue and recovery effort?
Just to reiterate to people, too, if you're not here to help, please stay out of this town.
Dave Patterson, thank you so very much, Fire Chief Tradelphia. Anything that you can do in terms of if you're doing fundraisers to help rebuild the firehouse, let us know. We'll get you on. We'll do whatever we can to help spread the word here, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
Indeed. Thank you for your service, sir. You have a great day. Wow. Just wow. All right. We don't have much time left. 11 o'clock. Richard Bazzi, what's going to happen today at Schultz Ford at the Highlands?
Well, we are going to distribute water, cases of water, and gallons of bleach. And you just show up. I mean, we'll do whatever we have to do for you. So just show up.
A ton of water that you're bringing from Costco. Literally a ton of water.
A ton of water.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes. I've never expected to see or have to be part of something like this, ever. It's just heartbreaking. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to reach out and help people.
You had mentioned that there might be something else in the works. I don't know if you can announce it just yet.
I can't, but there are national organizations that I'm trying to work with also that will aid in the recovery and rescue.
When you can talk about it, can we get you back on in
yes,
here with 100%. That organization to talk about this?
100%.
All right, great. Cody, what else we need to cover at this point?
I think we've covered it all. Maybe have Jim sum up where we're going to be for the next 4 days.
All right, let's swing that microphone over there to Jim Trefney, who is our... Hold on a second. One second. Give me one second.
No, I'll scoot over here.
No, we're not going to do that.
All right. Like Richard had talked about today, 11 o'clock till 1. River Network will be broadcasting live on all of our stations at Schultz Ford. Richard's got a ton of water, and we've got bleach. Richard's got bleach that we'll be giving away. No questions asked. Come on up. Tomorrow, we're at Marshall County Co-op. We're asking you to bring merchandise. If you can't make it to the co-op, you can bring stuff here up to Rock Hill, things that people need. We will get it to the right people. And then Friday and Saturday night, it's Johnny O's house party at River City, downtown Wheeling, across from West Banco. $10 admission to get in, plus anything you want to donate is more than welcome. We will get all of this to the people in need. Also, special thanks to West Banco for giving us tickets to George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Gentlemen, the people again, the two people, Kelly and
Kelly Tucker, Howard Carnell, Jeanette Spencer, real great people over there.
Indeed.
And also Morgan Lacefield at Domino's, giving us Domino's gift certificates that we'll be giving away today, tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday. And then also Smith Oil, one of our house party sponsors. They're going to be coming through with some stuff that we'll be giving away. So keep listening to the River Network. We thank Richard. We thank the Marshall County Co-op people. We thank everybody that's helped us in this initiative.
All right. Once again, very quickly, today, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Schultz Ford, the Highlands, literally a ton of water, and also bleach. Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Marshall County Co-op. Mm-hmm. Johnny O is going to be at both places. Is that
correct?
Correct. All right, great. And then Friday night and Saturday night, River City Ale Works on Main Street. And that is going to be the house party, 7 to midnight, $10 donation. And they have an opportunity to win lots and lots of great prizes, including George Thorogood tickets and pizza and God knows what else you're going to have. I'll bet you a lot of the clients here will be donating a lot more stuff for Friday night and Saturday night as well. And Richard, any last comments very quickly? Richard Bazzi.
The only comments I have are my thoughts and prayers and all of us that represent Schultz Ford in all our locations, 400 people strong. Our thoughts and prayers, and we stand ready to support anything and everything.
All right. And Cody, final thoughts, please.
You know, anything we can do to help any of the affected parties in this situation, we're all here to help. So,
and if any of our advertisers want to contribute, get in touch with Cody, get in touch with Jim. Anyone else want to contribute, get in touch with Richard Bazzi at Schultz Ford as well. Please consider sharing this Facebook Live stream, the video of it, wherever you wish. We've given you a lot of information here. And if you feel that any of this is worthwhile, then by all means, please consider sharing it. One last time, Travis Creighton, 19. Kylie Mitschotten, 26. Her daughter, Parker, 3. Lisa McMasters, 59. Michael Bokanovich, 73. Michael Veronis, 74. Lisa McMasters, 59. It just... Tough times make tough people.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota, the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad to stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt there ain't no doubt.